Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Tonight we will be talking about healthy ways to go natural. I'm Jenna, your host, and I'm coming from Jen's Natural Hair Care in Baltimore. So a lot of women want to go natural. So here are some tips that I can give you on going natural. First of all, if you're currently wearing relaxer, I would suggest that you make sure that this is something you like to do, because one thing about relaxer is it's a huge habit, and relaxer is something that is a part of us probably since we were 12, 13 years old. So to just say that you're going to stop, it will be a shock to your body, believe it or not. It is a chemical, and that chemical is well embedded in us. So it is something that you have to get out of your system. With that being said, a good thing you can do is just decide to, you know, say that I'm going to stop relaxer. And I would say the first thing to do is do your research and make sure that it is something for you and your lifestyle. If you work out a lot, if you have a certain job that requires you to look a certain way, going natural, it's possible, but it is a lot of work to maintain that look. So the first thing you need to do is make sure that it is fitting in your lifestyle. Going natural should not be because your friend is going natural or everyone's around you or it's just a fad. It is a lifestyle. So this is something that you should really educate yourself on. Now, if this is something that you really do want to do, and you've done the education, and you've talked to people, and you've read the blogs, okay, so the first thing you need to do is you need to wait at least 3 to 4 months for you to get new growth, okay? You're not completely natural until all of the relaxer is removed. And a lot of women do not want to do the big chop all at one time. And that is understandable. However, it does make going natural a little tougher, okay? So we will talk about that a little later. So you've decided to go natural. So like I said, you would wait around 3 to 4 months because the hair only grows about a half an inch a month. So you have to figure out ways within that time of transitioning, what are some good hairstyles that are not going to break your hair off? The answer is not to continuously blow dry and flat iron your hair. You will break your hair off and you will make it where the hair will not be growing out as well. And you don't want to go into alopecia or traction alopecia and things like that nature. So I would not suggest that you use heat every day. Another thing, a lot of women do it, and it is a mistake, is they get braids. Braids are fine, but you cannot leave the braids in long, okay? And when I say long, it cannot be in more than 6 weeks. After 6 weeks, you will encounter breakage, and you will encounter the hair starting to lock, because during transitional period, your hair is becoming too textured. So you have the straight hair on the ends, and then you have your natural hair texture that is growing. And these two textures mixed will cause the hair to lock and mesh. So if you leave in the braids too long, your hair will mesh and lock. And when you take them out, you will have knots in your hair. And these knots are not easy to get out. You can use conditioner and a wide-tooth comb, but I've seen this time and time again of me doing hair myself, that unfortunately I have to cut all of that hair off. And it can be a huge shock from you having your long hair and then all of a sudden you're going down to maybe 2-3 inches of hair. So braids are fine, but remember, I wouldn't suggest this to leave them in more than 6 weeks. Another way that you may feel that you can protect against your hair breaking off is our sew-ins, which are fine. But again, with the sew-ins, you have to be careful about breakage and about leaving in that sew-in too long. With protective styles, it's all about timing. And I always tell my clients that within 3 weeks, you should be coming back in to see your beautician for her to shampoo your hair and to make sure that your scalp is fine. Okay, because if you leave in a sew-in or any protective style long without shampooing your hair and cleaning the scalp, you are going to get debris on the scalp, which is going to prevent hair from growing healthily. Yes, your hair will grow, but it will break off. All of that debris on the scalp is not good for the hair. So when you do protective styles, you have to make sure you maintain your hair under the protective style. So when you take all out that those braids or those sew-ins, you want to make sure your hair is still intact. Another good tip is, while being natural, going natural, is you have to trim your hair. Okay, it's very important. Anyway, even if you're wearing relaxer, getting your trims are very important, because those split ends, they really can go all the way up the hair shaft, and eventually it'll make your hair unmanageable and you won't be able to carry any or wear any styles. And then you run into a situation where the hair is not healthy and it will just break off, and it will continuously break until it's all the way up into your scalp area. I've seen this. And then you will have to get the big chop. Okay, a lot of women want to transition, but this transitional period is very fragile for the hair. While you're transitioning, this is the time where you could lose a lot of hair. So with these tips, you will be able to maintain your hair and grow out healthy hair, because that's the key to going natural. Another thing, like I said earlier, going natural is really a lifestyle. So with that being said, you have to be exercising. You have to be taking your vitamins, drinking plenty of water, and incorporating some herbs into your diet to help healthy hair growth. And on this station, we will be going into all of that type of things individually, so you'll understand fully what I'm talking about. Okay, so we went over styling for healthy ways to go natural. Another thing is, this is just a broad episode today. I'm just going over this big things. Products. Products are very important during this time, because you're going to be figuring out what is good for your texture and your density for your hair. And really, there is no one product that is good for you. You just have to figure out. Me, myself, I'm natural. I've been natural for over 10 years. I was wearing locks, but now I'm wearing a short hairstyle with my natural hair. And I used certain products like Shea Moisture, but Shea Moisture was too heavy for my hair. I have about a 4A, maybe 3C texture. And that's another thing. You have to learn your texture so you can know what products are good for you. I've learned that a lot of store-bought products are good for 4C hair, which is the broad texture for Black women, is 4C, which is a thicker texture. Okay, so for me, I use Design Essentials, the Curl Custard, and I also use Nairobi Foam Wrap. Nairobi Foam Wrap is excellent. It's pretty good. It covers most of the textures out there. It is a good heat protectant as well, if you're someone who would like to do the straightening to their natural hair. So products are very important for you to know. Once you learn that product, unfortunately, you may have to get another product, because your body will build a resistance. Your hair will build a resistance to products. So it may work okay for the first few months, and then you may notice, oh my gosh, it's not working as well as it did before. It's simply because your hair has become resistant to it. So you might want to switch up your products here and there so your hair does not become used to your product. Another thing with going natural, I would suggest that you visit the hair salon. Yes, going natural is great, and you know it does help you figure out your hair, and it's good to figure out things for yourself. But I feel that you also need someone who is professional, who does this all the time, to help you, especially with your trims and your conditioning, and with your styling as well. So it's very important for you to do that research for yourself. If you're in the Baltimore area, our hair salon, Gems Natural Hair Care, caters to natural hair and all types of hair as well. Okay, so we help you go natural and we help you stay natural. A big thing with going natural, I hear a lot of women saying, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do with my hair. And the thing about having our hair, it is so many textures and so many ways to wear our hair. And sometimes it can become confusing. And so I see a lot of women just walking around with nothing done to their hair. Please do not do that. It makes natural hair look a little bad, you know, and natural hair is beautiful when it's done. So one key thing with natural hair, if you have 4C, which is the thickest hair, you have to get a wide tooth comb and a good conditioner. Me, myself, I use for my clients and myself, Nairobi Humectasil. That is an excellent conditioner. And what it does is it softens the hair, but it doesn't soften the hair too much. It's just right. And what you have to do is you have to separate your hair in 4 sections, and you have to just take your time. If this is not something you're able to do yourself, then I would suggest and urge you to go to a professional. We do this all day, every day. So we're going to maintain your hair. A good hairstylist is going to maintain your hair so you won't lose hair. Natural hair is not cheaper. It is not easier. It is more difficult. You have to understand that when we were growing up, as soon as, at least for me speaking personally, as soon as I was able to get a relaxer, my mother put a relaxer in my hair, or she was straightening my hair. So I never dealt with my hair in its natural form. And you have to understand, with that being said, and we're just going natural in our 30s, this is brand new. We're taking baby steps. So one thing about growing out a healthy hair, head of hair that is natural, is you have to detangle and you have to condition the hair. That's very important, okay, for healthy hair. And like I said, what you do is you get you a wide tooth comb, you get conditioner, and you take each section separately and you go from ends to scalp. Let me say this one more time. You go from ends to scalp and you detangle your hair, and you do this separately. And it may take you 35, 45 minutes, but at the end of doing this, your hair will be so much better. And you need to also get one of those plastic caps. When you go to a hair salon, they put a plastic cap on your head. That's very important. Even if you don't have a sit under dryer, you can walk around with that for 30 minutes. And then you rinse out your conditioner on a tempered, maybe a cooler, not hot, because when it's hot, you're opening up the cuticle of your hair and all of the conditioner is just going to rinse right out. So basically, you're losing product. And it's really not doing anything for you. So what you do is you want to rinse it out on cool water. What cool water does is it rinses out a little bit, but it seals the cuticle. So your conditioner will remain in your hair for another week or so. And you do this at least once a week. If you cannot do this, you go to the hair salon. Okay. So with that being said, another thing that I see a lot with people who are going natural is they get tired of the same double strand twist, or, you know, they want, you know, different things. Well, to get different styles, you probably have to go to a hair salon. I know myself, I don't do my own hair, and I do hair. So I always get somebody else to help me with that. I can't urge that enough. Okay. All right. Let me see. So another thing in the natural community is professionalism of natural hair. Okay, yes, natural hair is very professional, and it can be professional. But like I said, you have to maintain your hair. Okay, you have to make sure that your hair is in working condition for yourself. I see a lot of people where it looks dry. You have to make sure you have product in your hair. Another thing with the products, natural hair products are very thick, and some are not water soluble, meaning that they're not easily rinsed out. With that being said, you have to shampoo the hair every 2 to 3 days, because you will get buildup in your hair, and the buildup will weigh your hair down. It will also make the product not work as well, and you don't want that. So a good thing is you get a detoxifying shampoo, which is something that usually a hair salon does. Do a detoxifying shampoo, which is going to strip your hair of all of the debris, all of the products that you have put in your hair the previous week or a few days. And then you're going to put a moisturizer in your hair, a moisturizing shampoo to return some of the oils that you have stripped out of your hair. And after that is done, then you do a conditioner, and then you can put your products back in your hair. And then you'll see a totally different result. I learned this myself because I have short hair, and I would just keep putting the same curl pudding that I use from Design Essentials. And I realized after 2 or 3 days, it was just heavy. It wasn't really curling my hair. And then I shampooed my hair with a sulfate-free shampoo from Design Essentials. And then I saw that, oh, my hair is light again and it's fluffy. So I said, okay, so you have to continue to shampoo your hair throughout the process. If you're not able to shampoo your hair and detangle your hair yourself, then this is something that you need to go to the hair salon and do. The hair should be combed at least 2 to 3 times a week. When you go days upon days and maybe months without shampooing the hair or detangling the hair will lock. And once it starts to lock and mesh, then you're going to encounter breakage. So that's very important for you to detangle your hair and shampoo your hair. Okay? Let me see. I hope this is helping you ladies out. Another thing with natural hair is learning what styles fit you. We as hairstylists, we know what fits your face. So that's something that we know professionally. Unless you know what fits your face and you're able to do it, then that's fine. But if you're not, find a hairstylist that can help you out. Okay. I find a lot of women are very scared to go to the hair salon for whatever reason. Okay, but there are good hair salons out there, and usually the natural hair salons, the hairstyles that are natural, they have a different ambiance. They're more laid back. It's not as fast paced. It's not as bright. It's a little more, you know, relaxing. At least that's what we try to do at my hair salon. So if you do have a hairstylist that does relaxer and you're deciding to go natural, communicate with her and ask her, you know, does she do natural hair? Don't just leave. Communicate with her, because you never know. You know, give her a chance. And if not, then it is, you know, your responsibility to see if you can find a hairstyle that does cater to your natural hair needs. Because it is a team effort. I've been doing this for over 10 years, and I've seen that with doing hair, it, you know, it's really a team effort with the client. The client has to know what she wants, has to communicate effectively to her hairstylist, so we can both get a good result at the end. I'm all about hair care. Hair care is number one. Styling is number two. I feel with hair care, I'm going to maintain your hair. I'm going to make sure it grows out. I'm going to make sure you have your trims, and I'm not going to do anything that's going to take away from the integrity of the hair. So your hair is number one, and then the styling is number two. And styling is anybody can style your hair, but everyone does not cater to hair care. And that's one thing about natural hair. You have to somebody who cares for the hair and knows what's good for it. Tension is everything with natural hair. Just because you may say, oh, your hair is thick or coarse, does not mean that someone can pull on your hair more and that you can take more tension. No, that's not true. In fact, you may be able to take less tension because the pulling has to be even more to get that straight look. There are products out here that you do not have to have someone pulling on your hair. If cornrowing or braiding or getting your sew-ins hurt, run out of that chair. It should not happen. What's going to happen is with that pain, it's going to come breakage. And it's not even going to be breakage, it's going to be alopecia, because if it's pulling around your perimeter, which I'm sure you ladies have seen a lot of women with thinning edges or no edges, and that is because they've been wearing too tight of hairstyles. So pain is not beautiful. You don't have to go through pain to have a great sew-in that's going to last you for 6 weeks. You do not have to have your pulling and tugging at your hair. And then the signs that your braids are too tight are if you look at your perimeter and you see it being shiny and you see the hair actually pulling out of the pores of your scalp, it is too tight. And if you see that, you need to tell your technician to loosen it up, and you may want somebody brand new to do your hair. Another thing, when you're getting braids, the hair does not have to be 100% up to the scalp. It should be a little bit of space for movement and for hair growth. If the hair is all the way up to the scalp, then when your hair is growing out, it's going to break off from the scalp. So you have to leave that space. There are different hairstyles like the lock extensions and the fall locks and things of that nature. And I've seen a lot of people wearing them wrong. So I'm educating you tonight and saying that if you don't see any space or you see pulling or shining on your scalp, it is too tight. And if you do not remove them quickly, it will promote breakage or worse, alopecia. And alopecia is not reversible. It is permanent, and then you would have to go to a dermatologist or a trichologist to help bring back that hair. So you don't want that. Okay, so with natural hair, it's beautiful, but you have to be educated on it. I've seen so many people with natural hair that have breakage and that have alopecia and have bald spots, all because of fashion or because of a hairstyle done wrong repeatedly. I don't think alopecia happens after one time, it's after many times. And if you're sitting there and you're just letting someone pull and yank on your hair, then you have to take ownership and say that it was my fault for letting that happen. Okay, you should not have that pain, or when you get go home, take a few Advil to take away the pain. A sew-in should not hurt, braids should not hurt. No hairstyle should hurt. If it hurts, it's bad for your hair, and it's not something you should be doing. So if you have any questions about going natural, you can always go to our blog site, gemshairtalks.com. Okay, and there's a lot of blogs there. You can also check out our website at gemsnaturalhaircare.us. Also, you can join our Facebook at Gems Natural Hair Care and Live. Okay, I'm Jenna, and I'm a senior cosmetologist, and I've been doing this for a while, and I love hair, and I love educating women about hair and their bodies. Okay, so stay tuned for next time, and be blessed and healthy hair to you all. Have a great night, and thank you for listening.